Good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you here this morning to our service. Good to see everyone here today. We're going to open up with an older song. I got to make a confession. When I picked the songs out, I told the praise team, it was like 15 degrees outside, and I thought, man, it's cold, you know? So the song Heavenly Sunlight come to my mind, and I just remember previous song director Willard Purdy, I think he sang it every single Sunday. He liked this song so much. So we're going to sing Heavenly Sunlight. It may be a song that not many of you know. I don't know. Maybe one of your favorites. So it's an older hymn. You join in with us as we sing Heavenly Sunlight. It's good to see everyone this morning. Stand with us, please.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey. Around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in Him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to His side. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Singing His praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing His praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine.
If we have any visitors here this morning, welcome to our service this morning. Turn and greet each other as our pastor comes to the stage this morning. Good to see everybody here today.
Well, good morning, folks. It is good to see you. It's raining on the outside, but we can have heavenly sunshine inside, so that's a good thing, and I'm glad you're here. We welcome those who are watching by Facebook today and YouTube, those who listen by the radio. We thank you for being a part of us, and I thank you for being here today. Your presence here today has just blessed our hearts, so we are glad that you're here today. I'll be preaching today from Matthew 6, and of course, I'll be That section there is where we find the model prayer. And I'll be taking one phrase out of there and talking about the prayer of surrender today. So that's what I'll be talking about in Matthew chapter 6. Maybe we pray together. Father, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for each one that's here today. And Lord, as we have gathered here this morning to worship You, and those who are watching by Facebook and YouTube today and listening by the radio, Lord, we want to worship You, and we want to open our hearts to You. Father, I pray as we talk today about this prayer of surrender, that we all would surrender to You and Your will for our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just a few announcements to just draw your attention to. We had a good day at Upward yesterday. It was a full day, a busy day, but we had a lot of people coming through our church here and watching games and being part of the Upward ministry. And thank you for all those that helped us yesterday, and we'll continue that for the next 8 weeks. Also, just take note of your bulletin again about the online giving with PushPay. If you're having trouble with that, see myself, Chad, or Brandon. We can help you with that. And upcoming with that will be, our church will have an app We're starting to develop that now, so there'll be more to follow with that as we get closer to that day when we have that ready. So we're going to ask that you join in with us now as we sing two familiar hymns, Higher Ground and I Am Thine, O Lord. You join in with us.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining.
Thank you. Two great songs of consecration and aspiration and commitment to Him. I'm going to ask that you join with us on this next song, Who Am I? We are a child of God. That's what God says we are. And His faithfulness is there, and He calls us that. We're going to ask that you stand with us on this first one. Rest yourself a little bit by standing if you're able to stand, and we'll let you sit on the second one. Join in with us as Who You Say I Am.
Who But he brought me in, oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. To the sunset stream, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes,
seated. Other people's opinion of us or what other people may tell us may tell us who we are, but we need to remember we're a child of God. It's what he calls us, and that's who we are in our Father's house, as the song says.
All throughout my history, your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms make way for spring. In every season, from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. Help me remember.
pray together. Heavenly Father, we see the evidence, the empty grave, the stone that was rolled away, God. The evidence is clear, not only from the pages of the Bible, but God, in our own life, as we look back through the goodness that you shared in our life, the love you have for us. We thank you so much for your presence through your Son of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the penalty of sin that he paid on our behalf. Thank you for the opportunity we had to sing your praises this morning. We pray that your name was lifted up. Open our hearts as we receive your word in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, worship team. One announcement, Phyllis brought some envelopes over today. So if you use the envelope system in giving, she brought some of those today. So they're available over here in the building today. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13 is what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. And what I want to do is pull out a phrase from the prayer, but I think it'll be good to read the whole prayer this morning. Matthew 6 and verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 10 is the phrase that I want to talk about. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This phrase of this prayer has been called the prayer of surrender. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about the prayer of surrender. There's a lot of stress in our world today, and the most difficult stress comes from things that we cannot control. There's a lot in life that we cannot control, things that are out of our control, things that doesn't make sense. Those things are really hard to deal with. And there are things in your life, in my life, that no matter how hard we want them to change, will not change. But there's things that we cannot ignore, things we can't change. So what are we going to do? Well, this prayer of surrender is what I want to talk about. The prayer of surrender is where we find the answer in dealing with those things that are out of control in our life. Now, they tell us that there are three sources of great stress in our life. One is situations that we cannot control, uncontrollable circumstance. You know, we can't control the weather. We can't control the economy. We can't control sickness. We can't control the death of a loved one. I mean, those are things that are out of our control. And then there's uncorruptive people. I like Rick Warren's take on this. He calls this the crazy makers in your life. How come you're pointing at me? But anyway, we all have those. And those are people that, they're just the crazy makers, things you can't control. And that happens. And then there's the unexplainable pain. That's pain that doesn't make sense. That's when we ask, why me, why now, and so forth like that. There's really no solutions, no explanations to it. And it's things that really cause a lot of pain in our life. And so the only thing we can do, though, is to come to this prayer of surrender. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the prayer that we need to pray. This is the pathway to peace. This is the pathway to serenity. This prayer that we find here. It is a prayer of surrender. You can, call this anything you want to call it, but it is a prayer of surrender. That's what it is. Now, what is God's kingdom? When we're praying about God's kingdom, what is that? Well, God's kingdom is, it's wherever God's will is done. The Bible says that God's kingdom is in heaven. Another way that the Bible talks about the kingdom of God is that it's within you. It's in your heart. It's something that is spiritual. And then the Bible talks about the kingdom of God as being, you know, things that are done on this earth. So that's how we understand it. But God's kingdom is, you know, it's more than words. But what God's kingdom is, it's a power. It's a power that can change your life. And in order to have the change we need, then we've got to have a power to change. This power is not going to be within us, but it comes from God. It is God's power that is working in us. And there are four choices that I'm going to talk about today. And when we make those choices, then those choices lead us to that place of surrender. We come to that place of surrendering to God and saying, Lord, your will be done. So how do we get there? Well, I'm going to talk about that this morning. So why do we need to pray this prayer of surrender? Well, the reason we need to pray the prayer of surrender is because God's will is not always done here on this earth. Again, the prayer of surrender says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know that God's will is not always done on this earth. We live in a broken world. We really do. When bad things happen, somebody usually says, well, it may have been the will of God. That's not true. God's will is good. God's will is perfect, and we need to understand that. Now, my will is not perfect, but God's will is. So then what happens when we surrender to God? Well, when we surrender to God, then he gives us the power to make these choices that we need to pay. So let's talk about surrendering to Jesus. Let's talk about that. You hear a lot about surrendering your life to Christ and surrendering to Jesus. So what does that mean? There are four choices that we make in surrendering to Jesus Christ. First of all, we've got to let go of control. Every day there are choices that you make in your life. There are decisions that you make in your life. The problem is this. That sometimes there are things that we don't want to surrender to God. There may be areas of my life that I don't want to surrender to God. And that's where the problem comes in. In Psalm 46:10, the scripture tells us there, be still and to know that I am God. The Hebrew word there means, in our Bible, it says, be still, know that I'm God, that I'm ruler over heaven, ruler over earth. But the Hebrew word there means to let go. To let go of control. In other words, we surrender to him. And we give it to him. A lot of times where we make the mistake is that when things are out of our control, we try harder to control things that we can't. And then the second thing is that we have a tendency, another extreme is we just have a tendency to give up and despair. And that's not where God wants us. He wants us to let go and let him have control. In Romans 8:6, the scripture tells us there that if a person's thinking is controlled by his sinful self, then there is death. But if his thinking is controlled by the Spirit, then there is life and peace. And so you've got to let go. And you've got to turn it over to God. And what that verse is telling us is that it's a matter of the will. We've got to be willing to do that. We've got to be willing to let go and let God have control. See, the bottom line is a lot of times we're in conflict with God because we want our will rather than his will. And we want to have control when God is saying, let me have control and you surrender to me. And so that's where it comes in here. Now, a lot of people through the years have prayed a prayer. And this prayer is a very popular prayer. It's a very common prayer. In the past, I've talked about this prayer. And this is a prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr. And what Niebuhr was doing here was talking about this idea of surrender. You probably know this as the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, most of us know that part of the prayer. But the real power in this serenity prayer comes in the next 8 lines. And I want you to listen to it because this is where the prayer is, the power is. Living one day at a time. And that's what Jesus tells us to do. And again, here's where the power of this prayer is. Enjoying one moment at a time. Accepting hardship as the pathway to peace. Taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy. In other words, you'll never be perfectly happy in this life. None of us will. Completely happy. But being reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next life. That's a good prayer. It's a good model prayer to follow. But the reason I wanted to share that prayer with you is because it illustrates and it gives us the words, what it means to let go and let God have control. There's a second choice that we make when we surrender to Jesus. And that is, we've got to learn to be content. Contentment is an experience that we have to learn. Paul said it this way in Philippians 4. He said, I have learned to be content. So it's something you've got to learn, contentment. I've learned to be content with the things I have and with everything that happens. I know how to live when I'm poor. I know how to live when I have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content at any time and everything that happens. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Now, where was Paul when he wrote those words? Paul was in prison. And so Paul gives us those words of contentment being in a prison cell. And what he says is, I've learned to be content. One of the things that we know about contentment is this, that contentment is a real mark of spiritual maturity. We know that. But it's only possible through the power of Christ. We don't have this power. We don't have the power within us to let go and let God take control. We don't have the power of contentment within us. It comes through Christ. It is Christ's power in us that helps us make these choices that we need to make. Psalm 37:7 says, surrender yourself to the Lord and wait patiently on Him. So contentment comes through acceptance. It comes through surrender. And only one thing works, folks. Only one thing will get us to that place of contentment. And that is surrender. To surrender to the Lord. Now, there's alternatives that we try many times. But they don't help. Worry doesn't help. Anxiety doesn't help. Resentment doesn't help. Bitterness doesn't help. There's only one thing, and that is surrender to the Lord. And so contentment comes as we surrender to Him. The question we have many times is, why doesn't God tell us why we're doing or dealing with what we're dealing with? And what we do a lot of times, with our problems, we're looking for explanations. But God never promised to give us the explanations. There are some things that we'll only know when we get to heaven. There are some answers that we'll only get when we get to heaven. You know, in life we may not have all the explanations, but that's what we want. Most things in life, you know, to be very honest with you, you know, most things we'll never understand. But one day we will. But see, we've got to have contentment. We don't live by explanations. We live by promises. The explanations really never takes away the pain, even if we know, you know, the pain will still be there probably. And then God doesn't always tell us why things happen in our life. One thing I've learned, though, is this, in contentment. When it seems like that God is silent in my life, you know what He's doing? He's testing me. And here's the test. Are you going to trust me with this? Are you going to let go and let me have control of this? Are you going to find contentment with this? Let me have it. Surrender it to me. Let me be in control. See, we really don't need explanations, but what we do need is God's presence. We need God's love. We need God's assurances. We need His promises. That's where the contentment is found. It's not found in any explanations that we may have. So what discontentment does many times, though, it robs us of the joy, the peace, and contentment that we need in our life. Let me pause to ask you this question. Like I said, a lot of our discontentment comes when we're in conflict with God. But there's another source of discontentment. And that is when we become angry with God. Are you angry at God about anything? Is there anything you're angry about that you don't want to admit to God? See, that's a source of discontentment in our life. And so what He wants us to do, though, is surrender. But there's a third step here in it. And that's we got to lay down our plans. We got to lay down our plans and surrender to Him and surrender His plans. I don't know if you've ever heard of IAS, but this is a common acrostic that's used to talk about stress and problems in life. But IAS is an acrostic, and if you spell it out, it means it's this. Here's what it means: it's always something. IAS. It's always something. About the time, you know, we get one end of the board nailed down, then the other end of the board pops up. We deal with one problem and we think we've got that solved, then another problem comes. So it's always something. IAS, it's always something. But you know what that's called? That's called life. That's what that's called. It's called life. Right now you're in a problem. Right now you may have been be in a situation where you're coming out of a problem. And as they say, if you're coming out of a problem, you're getting ready to go into another problem. It's kind of like, you know, landing planes. You know, you get one plane landed and you think, okay, everything's okay. And then here comes another plane. You have to land. So why do we have so many problems? Well, a lot of times we make bad decisions, bad choices. When it comes to time, when it comes to money, when it comes to, you know, whatever. We have an enemy, Satan. And I guarantee you, every day you get up, Satan, he's already got a plan to mess up your day. And he's already made a plan to mess up your plan. There's an enemy. That's Satan. That's the devil. He's working against us. And like I said earlier, you know, we live in a fallen world. We live in a broken world. And again, this brings us back to the prayer here. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the prayer of surrender. So what does it mean to lay down my life? What does it mean to lay things down and surrender to Him? Listen, John, 1 John 3:16. This is how we know that He loves us. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his own life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers, for others. What this speaks to, though, is this. It speaks to a life of unselfishness. And so when we lay down our lives and we surrender our lives, that's what we're doing. We're not living for self, but we're living for others. And that's where Jesus wants us to be. What it means is that the kingdom of God should be our primary concern. It means that we should think about the things that God thinks about. Romans 6:13 says it this way, give yourself to God. We're talking about surrender. Give yourself to God. Surrender your whole being to Him to be used for His righteous purpose. And so, God, what is your purpose? And when we lay down our life and we surrender to Him, what we're saying is, God, you can use me anyway, anytime, anywhere for your purpose, and I surrender my life to you. And we're talking about this pathway of peace. We're talking about this pathway of serenity. We're talking about how to get there. With all the stress and all the stuff, all the pressure, all the problems, how do we live that life of peace? It's by making these choices. Matthew 6:33. Jesus said this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So when we turn our plans over to Him, we turn our will over to Him, we turn everything over to Him, then the promise there is this, if you do that, then I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to do that. And then there's a fourth step here. And that is leave the future to God. And that prayer that I read to you, in that serenity prayer, one line in that prayer, and what Jesus taught us is this. We live one day at a time. We don't know what the future is. We know who holds the future. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what's out there, but we know that what we have to do is surrender our future to God. And we're to live for Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. We lean on Him. We don't lean on what we can do, but we lean on Him. All your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Now, there's one condition to get there, to live that life of peace, that life of serenity. Listen to Psalm 37, 18 and 19. The Lord takes care of those who obey Him. See, that's the condition. The promise is the Lord will take care of us. Those who obey Him and gives them eternal rewards that last forever, they will survive through the hard times and will have more than enough, even in a time of famine. So what that verse is saying is, you know, God's going to take care of us. We can trust our future with Him, but we've got to obey Him. So what that means is I surrender everything to Him. It is unconditional surrender. The hurt that I'm holding on to, the pain that I may be holding on to, the situation I may be holding on to that I can't control, or that's going to take me in the future, what that'll do for me in the future, I surrender that to God. Say, God, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, but I surrender that to you. Jesus was talking about the ultimate expression of our faith in a way of surrender in Luke 14:33. And He said this, He said, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Now, the point is this. What He wants is unconditional surrender. That's what He wants. In Mark 10:29-30, Jesus said, but let me tell you that no one has ever given up anything. See, that's the surrender. for love of me and to tell others the good news who won't be given back. Do you see that? We give up, He gives back. What we surrender to Him, He gives back to us in ways that we cannot imagine. He said it's 100 times over in the world to come in eternal life. So let me bring this all to a conclusion here this morning. I've talked today about things that we cannot change, circumstances that we cannot change. We look for solutions, we look for explanations. But what we need to be looking for is Jesus. We need to be looking to God. That's what we need. And that's where this pathway takes us. When we surrender everything to Him, we pray that prayer, surrender, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We do that. And when we do that, you know what happens? He gives us the power to change within. The power changes us. It may not change the circumstance. It may not change the situation. But it changes us to be like Him. You know, by nature, we're really not contented people. We're not. But we can be. And these are the steps that we need to take to surrender to Him. This morning we're going to sing a song of invitation, I Surrender All. And I want to ask you, have you surrendered all? Have you surrendered all to Him? Have you surrendered your life to Him? Have you surrendered your heart to Him? Have you surrendered these situations that are out of your control? Have you surrendered that to Him? And that is the pathway to serenity. And that's the pathway to peace. When we pray this prayer of surrender, Lord, Your will be done. Let's stand for our time of prayer of invitation. Lord, I just know today that there's just a lot of things that cause stress in life. I know that. And I know that with everything that's going on in our world today, that a lot of people are stressed out. But also know this, that many people are looking in the wrong place for the solution. Many people are looking for peace and serenity everywhere but in You. And a relationship with You. Father, help us to understand today that peace, serenity, contentment only comes through a relationship with You. Lord, help us today to let go and let You have control. Father, I pray that You would bring us to that place where we can learn contentment. Lord, help us to understand that what You want is unconditional surrender. We need to surrender our future to You because it's in Your hands. Father, I just ask that You'd help us to look to You this morning and turn everything over to You. Help us to surrender to You today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. I surrender.
This morning is this call the church to this prayer of surrender, because really it's a prayer that we all need to pray. And I'm sure that that's your heart. You have things on your heart. You have concerns and things that are beyond your control. And I do believe that this place of surrender is where we've got to be. I've got things in my life that I can't control, things I've prayed about for years, and you know, that's just, they are still there, and they still cause concern and pain and stuff, and you know, it's something we all deal with. Like I said, it's life. But I do believe that serenity and peace comes when we can surrender. And it's things that probably we've surrendered time and time again to the Lord. But let's just do it again this morning. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and pray. And then after our prayer, we'll be dismissed with our song of benediction. So would you bow your heads, please? With our heads bowed, just pray to God. And pray your prayer of surrender that you need to pray. We're going to give you time to do that. Lord, this morning, all of us have prayed our prayer surrender to you. And we thank you that you hear and answer our prayers. Father, today I just thank you that you care and that you'll help us. But we also know that it comes to this place of surrender, to be able to surrender to you. And that's what we want to do, to surrender these things to you. I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for the church. And Lord, this is why we need to stick together. We need you. We need each other. And we need to be praying for each other. We need the prayers of the body of Christ. So that's how we offer this prayer this morning. As a church, we pray this prayer surrender to you. For each one. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go this week in God's grace and His love. Worship team will come and dismiss us in our song of benediction.
As we close this morning, let's sing the first verse of the change that happens when Jesus comes into our heart.
What a wonderful change in my life has been brought since Jesus came into my heart. I have
much longer it sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Thank you. Have a great week.